Hi everyone, this is Maura Sweeney, and welcome to the latest of Maura Sweeney, Living Happy Inside Out. I'm so glad you could join me today, and today's topic is going to be called Hidden in Plain Sight. Hidden in Plain Sight, which seems strange, but I hope that you will just sit back and relax. And as you do, I'm asking you to hear today's podcast with your inner ears and see with your inner vision so that this simple story will possibly speak more to your soul than it does to your ever-moving, ever-active, natural mind. Hidden in plain sight. I got these words or this expression only this morning, and I want to give you a little bit of a backstory to this. It could have been, I don't know, well over a decade ago. I was at the airport and I heard, could you say revelation, a voice, something that speaks to me on the inside that's been going on since I was a child, and I would hear from this source periodically, and this is what I heard. It's all a lie. Now, I'm busy looking at a big mural at Tampa International Airport, and the words struck me. It's all a lie. Well, that's one big statement to make, and I just do with it what I do with everything else. I'll put it in my back pocket and see where it goes. Interestingly enough, I have actually found out over the course of time that so many of the things that I had believed in, let's say things I learned through the news, things I learned through science, things I learned through culture, through the news, could have been from a number of sources, that a lot of these things are just not true, and yet I would hold on to them as if they were. So that was an interesting part A. But what I heard not too long thereafter, and the word came to me almost like it was a corollary to it's all a lie, were these words. Ready? Truth is right in front of you. Now that made me think even more. Truth. There's something that is supposed to be right in front of me. What does that mean? And if it is right in front of me, how come I can't see it? It was one of those crazy things. I don't know if you've ever done this over the course of your life, but you have a mystery and your mind struggles to figure out, what does that mean? Well, that too was many years ago, but I never forgot it because I knew that something within, let's say, that voice speaking to me was truth itself yet to be revealed. Okay, so let's go fast forward. There were probably two people that I was speaking with over the past 2 days, and one that I happened to meet locally, and the other one, I believe it was just on something I was listening to, and maybe you're like this, maybe not, but I've always got my ears attuned. I'm looking for wisdom. I'm looking for things maybe that are beneath the surface. So I happened to speak with a young man, perfect stranger, but it was a public place and I could tell he had something to report. And so I said, all right, if I give you 5 minutes, tell me something I'm supposed to learn that you just learned recently. And so he started speaking. Not that we need to go into that today, but what I realized is that as this young man was telling me this story, I thought, oh, what a curiosity. He's sharing information with me as to how he came to know things that he was never taught. But what happened is that his eyes were opened to see what was right there that he couldn't have figured out on his own, but all of a sudden what appeared to him and what was actually quite verifiable. I know that sounds a bit esoteric. Earlier this morning, I'm getting ready and I'm listening to a conversation on a podcast, and it was labeled, and this is why I listened to it, Hidden in Plain Sight. It was an older man, older woman that were having a conversation, and they used, among other phrases, that as their lead phrase, Hidden in Plain Sight. So I'm listening to it, and this older gentleman is sharing some other information that he just happened upon, that, can I say he discerned it or learned it in a way he hadn't been taught in school, and he couldn't have figured out on his own, but sure enough, it was information that was always there if only somebody told him where to look. Well, it caught my attention, and I thought, oh, I like the way that sounds. Hidden in plain sight immediately made me feel as if I got more of, let's say, an understanding of that expression that came to me years ago, which said, truth is right in front of you, because one really means what the other's saying. If truth is right in front of my eyes, but I can't see it, and if something is hidden in plain sight, it's right there, but somehow I'm missing it. Well, I happen to be listening to this podcast as I'm getting ready to go out on a work assignment, and I glance from the bathroom area into our master bedroom, and my eyes alight on a piece of furniture that I had picked up at an event, let's say last November. Now, I have not been involved in any kind of, I would say, artistic pursuits in a couple of decades. In fact, I even forgot I used to like doing things like that. But I happened to see a piece of furniture that so caught my eye last November, I thought, I've got to buy this thing. I have no idea of what I'm going to do with it, but I need to bring it home. And now this is where I want you to listen and allow a picture to form in front of you. And hopefully I'll do a decent job of explaining. The piece of furniture, the piece of furniture I was drawn to was all white. It was made of wood. It is a very substantially sized stool. That's what I'll call it, a stool. And yet the seating on the stool would be probably the height of a regular chair. Well, again, remember, think of something that's 100% white. Now, it was an antique. But when you think of something all white that's an antique, it may not sound all that interesting. I looked at it and I thought, my gosh, I don't know what it is about this thing, but the integrity of the bones of it, the beauty of the lines were extraordinary. And apparently someone had found an old stool. It had no back, no arms. It was simply a stool. And it was reupholstered. So not only was it painted all white, this what used to be some kind of a wood, but when they decided to reupholster it, which must have been quite recently, they reupholstered in a white, I believe it was a leather. And again, to me, I'm looking at it thinking something about this piece is so extraordinary. I don't know what it is. I don't know where I'd put it, but I'm bringing it home. And for $25, which I couldn't believe, I thought, I can't possibly leave it where it is. So it stayed in my garage for several months. And as I'd go in and out of the garage, you know, getting my car, coming in and out of the car, I'd look at it for months. And I think, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Until one day, I got inspired. Now, I want you to think of a perfectly white canvas. Nothing's on it, but you know it has potential. And I also want you to imagine something further. The fabric that was used to reupholster this stool, although it was all white, was actually two-dimensional. And I noticed that the second dimension, let's say the raised part of the fabric, was raised in the design of a very beautiful scrolling. With curly cues, but it was done in a very beautiful design. I couldn't have told you exactly what the design was. Well, one day I started getting some inspiration and I thought, I'm going to start on this. And I managed to get some black paint and I thought, I'm going to paint the legs or the base on this, which I did. And I want you to think of something. I only did it step by step as maybe inspiration was coming to me. So I painted in a flat black, and then suddenly I'm looking at it and I thought, wait a minute, they have some beautiful shell-like designs within the base of this piece of furniture. I'm going to take some antique gold paint that I had from years ago, and I'm going to accentuate the gold shells and also a little bit of the scrolling at the very bottom where the feet were. It was extremely subtle, but when I looked at it, I thought, what just happened? There was a distinction, there was a separation, or there was an ability suddenly for a viewer to focus on what they had never seen before, even though it was always there. So the top was still white, and I'm thinking, so now I've got a black base that's quite beautiful, that's caused me now to accent these shell shapes and a little bit of a scroll in just a tad of antique gold against the black, which was stunning, very simple, but exquisite. That's probably the best word. And I've got it upstairs. My husband's looking at it. He said, wow, Maura, that looks pretty neat. And now I'm daunted. What do I do with this fabric? It's white on white. And I thought, something's got to be done. Something's got to be done. And what I understood is that somehow, some way, I needed to make a distinction between the base of whatever this fabric was and the raised section, which was, in essence, the scroll work. So after a little bit of time and a trip to the hobby store, I came home with some more gold paint and some unusual brushes I had never used before, probably for, I think they called it for stippling. One of you will know what I'm talking about. So I'm a little bit daunted, but I'm in the kitchen. I thought, well, let me start. And for two nights, I started little by little identifying the areas of this fabric that were raised and filling those raised areas up with antique gold paint by using a particular type of brush. When it was done, it was so, I almost want to laugh. I felt in the way proud of myself, but I thought, I can't believe how absolutely beautiful this piece of furniture, this $25 white on white on white stool is. It was as if by my finding a way to distinguish a background from maybe some embellishments that were covered over and finding a way to spotlight or highlight the embellished areas, I was able to see a beauty that had been hidden in this piece of furniture. In fact, if you want to laugh, it was so nice that my husband said to me, I think you need to put it in a room so nobody could sit on it because it's that pretty. Well, I want to use that as my inspiration piece, if you can imagine what I just described to you, to clear up this idea of something being right in front of me or something that had been hidden in plain sight, but my eyes had yet to see it, to discriminate, and to find a way to highlight, let's say, the recessive elements of it that were there the whole time waiting to be highlighted or spotlighted, thereby bringing out the glory, the beauty, the inspiration of the very person who, number one, crafted this very beautiful piece of furniture, and secondly, someone who happened to find a piece of fabric that was two-dimensional, that had the scroll work. So if you can imagine white on white on white, where you're absolutely able to see nothing but, hey, that looks like a really neat piece of furniture, if only, and you don't know what the only means. And all of a sudden, when the hidden things were brought out by way of contrast, that is something that's been hidden in plain sight. Now, I want you to think about your own life. And you know that this podcast is called Living Happy from the Inside Out. How often do we have things in front of us? And I want to specifically maybe talk about, it could be our personal lives, it could be our relationships, it could be jobs we're in, it could be the station in life that we're currently going through, and it could be the news we're listening to or watching on TV. And somehow, some way, these external circumstances have us seeing things one way, and yet there's truth or beauty or inspiration or a revelation or even something redemptive that's right in front of us. But because we're only seeing things through one way of viewing them, we actually miss what is hiding in plain sight. Now, why would this be important for you and for me on this path of living happy from the inside out? It's because we can either train ourselves to live as the rest of the world lives, to be an effect of everything that goes on, to focus in on everything, maybe the current static of the day or the problems of the day, or even a challenge in front of us poses, and see it only one way. And yet somehow in that very thing we're looking at, there happens to be a truth. There happens to be a beauty. There happens to be a revelation. There happens to be a redemptive quality that we've yet to see. Do you know there's actually a way that we can begin to train ourselves, train our thoughts, like in the same way we might be going through school and we train ourselves to memorize certain things so that in sort of like an automatic way, we just follow suit, that we can actually train ourselves to look for the good, to look for the beauty, to look for a good report, to look for something redemptive that's going to come out of, let's say, a challenging or difficult situation, to look for wisdom in the midst of, again, challenge or hardship or even suffering. Sometimes we have the biggest gifts in our life right in front of us, but because we're only looking at things one way, we can literally miss what has been hidden in plain sight and thereby miss the gems and the wonderful gifts that are longing to be exposed. Or let's say this one, ready to be revealed at the right time. I want you, if you would, to think about this. You might have to listen more than once. Maybe some of you listening might say, oh, Maura, you're way out in left field. And yet other people listening today might think, you know, I know that there's something in this that's talking deep down to my soul or to my spirit, which is the whole purpose of this. Consider even once a day going out. Maybe you want to go for a walk. Maybe you want to go for a bike ride. Maybe you just want to be sitting on a couch somewhere. Turn everything off and listen to your soul speak. I want to tell you that sometimes there are things that we try to avoid that are right in front of us. And sometimes there are things we try to run away from. And when we give our soul an opportunity to speak to us and bring truth about, we may get a little bit surprised, but something in there also sets us free and helps us to see a bigger picture, a brighter picture, and a far higher level perspective. So I hope today this idea of expecting something hidden in plain sight will make you think of it in good ways and not in frightening ways. There's one more thing I want to add before we get finished. Have you ever had a moment of revelation, like a eureka moment in your life? You might have been going through something for 10, 20 years, or it could have been for 5 years, it doesn't matter. And all of a sudden you'll say to yourself, I can't believe it. It was right in front of me, staring me in the face. But now that I know, I have such a much better perspective. Now I see things in a light I never did before. Now I could make better decisions. Now I could walk with greater confidence. Now I could walk with a greater assurance. And often you could walk with a bigger heart and more happiness to go along with it too. So those are my thoughts for you today. And until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You. Bye-bye.